The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
You're listening to Day 18 of Love Now. Today's title is No Greater Love Than This. Charles Swindoll said, "This ultimate sacrifice, Jesus' death, is the ultimate expression of love." Our text today is John 15:13. "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." It is believed that Jesus spoke the words recorded in John 15:13 to his disciples within 48 hours of his arrest and crucifixion. Right after he made this statement, Jesus reminded them that they are his friends if they obeyed his commands. There is no greater love than when someone sacrifices their life for a friend. Even more so, if they give their lives for someone they do not even know. The following true story demonstrates this no greater love. John Harper was born into a Christian family May 29, 1872. He became a Christian at 13 years old and had already started preaching by age 17. He received training at the Baptist Pioneer Mission in London, and in 1896, he founded a church now known as Harper Memorial Church, which began with 25 worshipers, but had grown to 500 members by the time he left 13 years later. In 1912, Harper, the newly called pastor of Moody Church in Chicago, was traveling on the Titanic with his six-year-old daughter. After the ship struck an iceberg and began to sink, he got Nana into the lifeboat, but apparently made no effort to follow her. Instead, he ran through the ship yelling, "Women, children, and the unsaved into the lifeboats." Survivors report that he then began witnessing to anyone who would listen. He continued preaching even after he had jumped into the water and was clinging to a piece of wreckage. He'd already given his life jacket to another man. Harper's final moments were recounted 4 years later at a meeting in Hamilton, Ontario, by a man who said, "I am a survivor of the Titanic. When I was drifting alone on a spar that awful night, the tide brought Mr. Harper of Glasgow, also on a piece of wreck near me. 'Man,' he said, 'are you saved?' 'No,' I said, 'I am not.' He replied, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.' The waves bore him away, but, strange to say, brought him back a little later, and he said, 'Are you saved now?' 'No,' I said, 'I cannot honestly say that I am.' He said again, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.' And shortly after, he went down, and there, alone in the night, and with 2 miles of water under me, I believed. I am John Harper's last convert." He was also one of only 6 people picked out of the water by the lifeboats. The other 1,522, including Harper, were left to die. While there are a few similar stories of this incredible sacrificial love, what is even more rare is for someone to die for an enemy. Shortly after Jesus made the statement, he surrendered his life for those who would never accept or appreciate his sacrifice. It is highly unlikely that anyone reading this will ever have to make the choice to give up their life for another. The point of this scripture is that Jesus will show the world a picture of the greatest love by his death at Calvary. A secondary application is offered by R. Kent Hughes. Friendship thrives on sacrifice. There is not enough of this in God's family. We must consciously cultivate a sacrificial spirit and must constantly work at being givers. As God grows your love in Christ-likeness, may we love like Jesus, being willing to serve others sacrificially. Here are today's questions. How does the timing of Jesus' statement heighten the meaning of his message? How does John 15:13 relate to the verses that follow? John 15:14 through 15. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. How does John 15:13 relate to the previous verse? John 15:12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.